This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
W5.
So, we're about to have the imminent start of the women's fifth division now. Jesus, W4 at the top, then there's Fitz, 3, Murray Edwards, 4, Gerson, 3. They're just running round the corner near Bates Bites Lock. I can see Jesus first, they're the ones who fell down into this division. It looks like the Fitz crew of them are racing higher at the moment. So we'll see which way this goes. Jesus are trying to take his corner near the south bank as they're crossing towards the motorway bridge. Further back, I would say there's about a length between Fitz and the pursuing crew of Murray. Was this potentially interesting? Conditions, there was a set west-southwesterly wind, fairly brisk, about 18 knots, but that seems to have dropped for this race. Which will be to the delight of these crews. And it looks like Murray Edwards really are catching up on Fitz now as we go under the railway bridge. That's clipped now to half a length. Fitz rating lower than Murray Edwards. Murray Edwards having a very good year by the looks of things, bringing it down to less than half a length. There's no way that Fitz is going to be able to hold them off like this for the rest of the course. There's now 3 lengths between the Murray Edwards and Gerson who are pursuing them. So this is where all the action is. The 2 middle crews of this division, Fitzwilliam, W3, being pursued. Murray Edwards, W4, as we cross under the railway bridge. It's still at half a length. Fitz desperately trying to hold it off. I've got to say, it's spannering a little bit, especially number 3, as it's now down to a quarter of a length as we go right under the motorway bridge, hearing the traffic over the top. Fitz desperately running as hard as they can. But Murray Edwards are definitely going to do this. However, they're looking a bit tired now. Maybe they're from the tanks too early. Fitz opening the gap. Opening a gap as we go onto first post reach to half a length again. It went from half a length to quarter of a length. Now it's back at half a length. Murray Edwards being screamed at by the back party. I nearly just fell in the river then. It's now down to half a length now. Murray Edwards has found that form rowing very well. Everything is in sync. It's looking good. The stroke looks like she's rowing for her life. Careful on the crabs there. You're not quite bearing straight. Down to quarter of a length. Down to overlap. We've got overlap. Well, first post reach. This is definitely going to be a bump. No doubt about it. There it is. There it happens. Murray Edwards bump Fitzwilliam on first post reach. Okay, so at the front you've got your Jesus W4 crew, and at the back Gerton, clear water between those two as Fitz and Murray Edwards more out the way. Well, Jesus, if these look like they're going to be rovers. I don't know who painted the Gerton blades, but seriously, I'd take them back, girls. There's like a real hatch of a white and a red going on there. So far in this division, women's fifth, it looks like Jesus are going to be good for a row over. There's about 10 lengths between those and Gerton, who are still left in the race. Murray Edwards tussles with Fitzwilliam W3, managed to snag them on the first post reach, which basically gets them back for what happened yesterday, where Murray Edwards were bumped by Fitzwilliam 3, an exciting race, but that's pretty much it. Those two, I don't think she's ever going to get caught by Gerton. At the moment, as I say, it's 10 lengths, it's clear water. Hannah, you can probably see the blades now of Jesus going around your corner. What's it looking like?
Yes, Mike, I can indeed. Jesus are just now rowing quite smoothly past me. It's sunny, they're looking to be in a good rhythm, not too tired. And as you said, a huge amount of clear water now between them and the Gerton crew, who I can't even see yet. So I would say Jesus, unless the traffic happens now, are definitely on for a row over. And we've got crowds gathering here. The marquees, the team marquees are jumping into life. So it looks like it's going to be really a great day here for Bump. And Gerton now are just cruising around the corner. Yes, over to you. Any more action?
So, the way it looks so far, let's just recap on what we saw in the men's sixth division. Selwyn looked good for Selwyn rode over at the top. Homerton 3 were bumped by Emmanuel 5. Downing 4 held off Gerton to row over. Gerton 4, therefore, row over as well. Clare 6 bumped by Churchill 3 in first post reach early on in the course. Hughes all 3 bumped up on Corpus and 4. St. Cat's out the back. That means St. Cat's get the back of the division spoons. Blades go to Churchill M3, bumping up on Clare.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
Hi guys, just to confirm the results for W5. So that's Jesus W4 did row over at the top of M5 division. And Murray Edwards W4 popped up on Fitzwilliam W3. And Gerson W3 had a very long and lonely row over.
May bumps.
Cam FM.